song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda out again today. He's out all week. We're pleased to be joined today in studio by Todd Gatula from the Kearney Hub. Todd, welcome to the show. We got a wide open hour for you, folks. Todd, early thoughts on last night's playoff game. I think that's what's kind of captivating people's minds because Cleveland, the big favorite, is down 3-1 and just reeling right now.
Orlando's incredible from the three-point line. What'd they end up with?
17.
Trades, 17 three-pointers. In the second half or whatever. I mean, that was bananas. And then
That's the call I'm talking about. I mean, he just flies in there as fast as he can. Two people fall down, and LeBron gets a call. They go to overtime. How the free throw went in, I don't know. But Rashard Lewis's three-pointer. That was after they had to call a timeout because they couldn't get the ball in bounds. They go back over. Okay, timeout. Van Gundy draws up another play, and he hits it. Now, Van Gundy's been getting hammered, doesn't he, at times during the year that he doesn't know what's going on?
He draws up the perfect play.
Well, he might know a little bit about what's going on, huh?
And coming into that game last night, Rashard Lewis was shooting about 60% from behind the arc for the playoffs. So he's been absolutely on fire. Actually, for the series, he'd been shooting 60%. But they just got some shooters. And you talk about the officiating. We're watching another clip right now of Dwight Howard and Anderson Varejao getting tangled up there. That was a no-call. And the LeBron drive, he got the call there. And I think that's an instance of the officials not wanting to decide the game. You have to make the call because LeBron has the ball. He's driving to the basket. There's no way you're going to call a charge there. You have to make that call, or else they're kind of, you know. In Dwight Howard's case, he gets tangled up. Really didn't even have a go at the rim, a go at the ball. That's reason for the no call there. I think the officials are really trying this year because of past years not to decide the outcome of the game.
Well, I think after watching the Howard play, I'm not sure who they'd have called the foul on.
Yeah, exactly.
It looked like Howard was kind of grabbing Varejao, and they both got drugged to the ground, and then nothing was called. I think, okay, I'm fine with that. I think when Cleveland found a way to claw back in, I think a lot of people said, well, the magic will just kind of go away, and LeBron will take over in overtime. Well, they didn't go away, and here it's 3-1. Nobody thought the magic. Nobody thought the Magic could win this when the deal started. I think it was over. People, game, set, match, over, done, finished, finola, whatever you want to say. And then all of a sudden, Dwight Howard, and that about goes in.
We're talking about the threes. Dwight Howard's opening up those threes. I mean, that's a dumb statement of the day. But he is so effective inside right now, especially at the end of the game last night when he was going hard. They're open all night from three-point. I mean, they're getting open shots. You give NBA guys open threes, they're going to hit them all night long. If Howard keeps being effective in the paint and they can keep hitting all the threes, they'll beat Lakers or whoever.
You know, we go roughly 6 months on this show during high school basketball, and the NBA is going on all that time. Very seldom a mention. They talk about it on the mothership. They do delve into it. Ty, you mentioned, wouldn't it be nice to see a 40-game schedule where everybody plays like they do night in, night out in the playoffs? Well, first of all, I don't think their bodies can handle it. But for not following the NBA at all, I've been out and about a little bit when these games are going on. Everybody in the bar is kind of glued to these deals.
I think there's a couple things. One, locally, regionally, there's a little more excitement because the Nuggets are in it. They're a Midwest team, just like the NFL, if it's the Bears or the Vikings or the Broncos or the Chiefs. The other thing I think that maybe people are overlooking a little bit, for the first time in many, many years, I can remember back to the days of Magic and Bird and Isaiah and the boys, we've got four or five legit superstars, individual stars, LeBron, Carmelo,
Dwight Howard.
Every one of these teams left, and even with some of the teams that just got eliminated, we've got four, five, six core players that are league superstars or on the verge. If you don't want to quite put them up there with, I'm not saying they're Bird, Magic, right, Isaiah yet, you know, Olajuwon. But we've got four or five guys that kind of fit that mold. And the NBA has always been a league where if you've got superstars,
people follow it.
The NFL's always had its superstars. Anyway, I think that's a lot to do with the remaining teams, why people...
But that's part of Cleveland's problem. They've got the superstar. They've got to have something else around him because... And I thought Delonte West made some shots last night. I thought there was a three-point play in which Anderson Varejão made last night, which is a strong move, you know, right down the middle of the lane. It wasn't a... You know, it was about a four-foot shot, but he got it to fall. That was right after Orlando had missed a three. It could have been a nine-point game. They cut it to a three-point game down at the end with that play. A little under LeBron just kind of shoots it to the middle lane. He goes up, takes. But they don't have those players, and I think certain people are starting to say these other players are pretty darn good, especially for the Nuggets and especially for Orlando.
And they're having problems handling Orlando's offense. They're having problems defending Orlando. And the problem with Orlando is they're kind of an anomaly in the NBA where they do have Dwight Howard playing down low, but
Turkoglu is what the offense revolves around.
You're right, Turkoglu's 6'10", Rashard Lewis is 6'10", but the thing about both of those guys is they can shoot it from the outside. They spread the floor with those guys, which forces Cleveland's big men, Zydrunas Ilgauskas and Varejão, who both are not fast, it forces them out on the perimeter, or you have to switch Delonte West over to guard Hedo Turkoglu, and that's 6'2 against 6'10, in which case Hedo's going to completely abuse him, and if you put a big man out there, Hedo's going to drive right by him or just, you know, take a one-step move, take a jumper. He's going to get by him one way or another and score. That's the problem, and it's more of a, I don't want to say it's an outside inside-outside kind of game with Orlando, but it's almost they live and die off that three-pointer, but That makes everyone spread out, guard that, and gives Dwight so much room inside. I think that's why you see Dwight get so many dunks.
Just remind me of something else that's made some of these series fun. All these teams left, they don't have, other than the Lakers' triangle offense, their offenses are pretty vanilla. It's the old screen and roll at the top of the key free throw line. And is there anything more fun than watching a guy come up and just ear hole somebody on a pick and watching guys try to fight around screens? It's, in a lot of ways, it's old school basketball. I mean, everybody's running screen and rolls, but these teams all, except with the exception of the Lakers, are pretty generic on offense. It's clear. I mean, it's NBA offenses, but how many screen and rolls are happening every night? It's just kind of fun to watch. I think a lot of the old school basketball fans who've given up on the NBA for all the other reasons we talked about, just stuff like that, if you turn the game on and give it 5 minutes a chance, they're seeing, oh, this is kind of old school basketball, like when I played with the old cons on, you know, the Chuck Taylors.
And to tell you the truth, people will look back at the time we are in right now in the NBA as the same as it was with Jordan, with Bird, with Thomas, with Dominique Wilkins, with all of Charles Barkley, all of the great names from the 80s and into the 90s, because what we're looking at right now are, those are four surefire Hall of Famers, the guys that we've talked, first ballot surefire Hall of Famers. And there's plenty of other ones in the league right now, too, when you look at Dwayne Wade, Dirk Nowitzki. I mean, there's a lot of really great players in the league right now, and the ratings show it. The ratings for this playoffs are up from last year. I agree with you, Todd. I think it's because of all the superstars. But at the same time, I think that the superstar caliber players we have now are about as good as the legends.
Well, I think a lot of people, and you mentioned the screens and the pick and rolls, but you say the superstar is Dwight Howard. Nobody contests that point. He's the one guy that everything's got to go through. So you're thinking, well, that offense has got to start inside out. He's got to get touches. It's the furthest thing from that. Now you got Turkoglu, who's 6 foot. They list him as 6'10", maybe even bigger than that. He's a monster on the outside. He's 25 feet from the basket with the ball, and can handle the ball. It's not like he's staring at the ball, taking four dribbles and picking it up and moving around. He's moving with the basketball and hitting people. They try and double team him. He goes over the top and hits somebody wide open in the corner. They feed somebody out on him. Boom. That's when Howard gets his touches.
The worst possible matchup for Cleveland to try to defend is Orlando. Absolutely.
I think it's crazy how posted up in today's game means you say go down, post up on the block. That means 17, 18 feet from the basket is where guys posted up on the block are catching the ball. They've extended out that far. You hardly ever see a guy. Well, you're done if you let a guy catch it on the tree.
Well, yeah.
But it was amazing to me just watching some of these games how far out post players are actually catching the ball. I mean, that's college, every level anymore, but I mean, they're 15, 16 feet away.
And Avery Johnson on the TNT coverage last night made a great point. He said that this series is more of a European series than anything because of how the players are playing it, and Cleveland is trying to make it like an 80s old school Eastern Conference gritty kind of series when that is not how they have to play Orlando. Orlando starts outside first. They shoot the ball really well. They can spread four guys around that three-point line with Turkoglu, with Rashard Lewis, with Courtney Lee, and with Rafer. All those guys can shoot the three ball. Then you got the big man down low. It's almost, it's a European style of ball where they spread you out and then just go to wherever they can and find the open man, find the weakness in your spread-out defense.
Todd, I think for the first time in a long time also, you've got younger fans, and it's, I think because of these superstars, two of them are standing behind us. When I say list of starters, which that's not my deal, even for the Nuggets, I'm learning Nene, I'm learning the Birdman. I think he's awesome and looks like a normal guy when he shows up, then does whatever he does to his hair. And
White Rodman.
And he just has some fun. Probably been in some trouble in his life, kind of found a way through it, and probably going to be a story there and probably make more money than he's making right now in some book deal somewhere down the line. But you're starting to see players. I mean, these guys, they just run down. Well, he's a shooting forward. Okay, he's a power forward. They know. I think younger fans are coming around. I think you see more jerseys out there. The authentic, I'm saying the $85, $95 jerseys out there. This year, when you're walking around town, people have those on where in the last, I would say, 10 years, okay, yeah, you'll see a Garnett. You'll see a Kobe. But you just, okay, you don't, oh, look at that. I mean, there'll be three or four of them in the mall every time you go in now. You never saw that, I don't think.
And the NBA has always been one of the best marketers of any league.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The they know how to latch on to their talent and really ride it. They've done it.
Before there was only Kobe for a while. Now they've got LeBron, Carmelo,
Dwayne Wade,
on.
I mean, Dwight Howard, and all those guys. And heck, I don't even think they've tapped Dwight Howard's marketing potential yet. He's a big guy. He's got that big smile, always smiling. Marketable guy right there, if you ask me.
And David Stern probably done a better job than anyone else, and whether you like the guy or not, turning that into the global market and the global, whether it's Yao. There's not just Yao jerseys getting sold in China. There's fans of the game stay up all hours of the night to watch their teams, and they're starting to get fan base over there.
I'm sure Stern's licking his chops at a team like Denver. A mid-major market type team is this far along.
We said yesterday, do you think Stern's a little bit upset? Because I said right now, it looks to me like Orlando and Denver. That's the final matchup. Is that a bad matchup for David Stern? And Derek jumps right back and says, no, because they got superstars of their own. There's other ways to get their names out in front of people and market them. Now, I think that David Stern would probably rather see LeBron and Kobe, and so many other people would, before the playoffs, well, who do you want to see in the finals? Well, you want to see LeBron, you want to see Kobe. Head-to-head.
Where your major TV market with L.A.
Right, yeah, and to the casual fan, to the person who's just going to flip on the TV at night and cruise the channels, I mean, they're going to stop. If you're not an NBA fan, you'll stop and be, oh, hey, Kobe and LeBron, you know, you're going to stop. But for the actual NBA fans, and there are a lot of them, maybe not in this area, but there are a lot of them nationwide, will pay attention to an Orlando-Denver series, I have no doubt in my mind. And the real NBA fans are the ones that are actually going to pour some money into the league, just not only watching TV, but they're going to buy merchandise. They're going to buy NBA packages. They're going to do things like that.
Well, it was last Wednesday, happened to walk into O'Malley's Beer and Burger Night. Up, somebody says, hey, the Cavs are on, or you know, whatever. Oh, okay, what channel? You know, right away, it was like there was an interest in whether the game was on. I had not heard that ever before, you know, last Wednesday night, all winter long. I mean, all spring long, that's something. You walk into Cunningham's on Friday night. There's 13.6 seconds. Yeah, it's coming down the end of the game. But the whole thing is glued to those TVs. I never saw that. I don't know that I've ever saw that in central Nebraska. Yeah, in Denver and Fort Collins, yeah, there's people excited about it. They want to know who they're going to, who they're going to play. But not in central Nebraska. I think, who won the track? Get that over on 13. Who won the damn track meet?
Careful.
I think that's kind of the mindset, and I think that mindset's leaving a little bit.
And
I think
you can chime in and let us know, too. I mean, let us know what you think. Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell it out. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tell us what you think about the playoffs. Have you been watching them, and do those guys stack up to the legends of old?
You know, state golf is going on today. Todd, you found an interesting article today in Grand Island Independent about the baseball team going on today. Interesting article in the Omaha World Herald about Nebraska versus Iowa in track. That's going on. They talk about the NBA 23.9 hours on this stage. We're going to get away from that and talk about some local things going on today. Todd Gatula in for Doug today from the Kearney Hub.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Before we do, we're talking about NBA playoffs. There's another game coming on tonight, L.A. and Denver, so a big game there. You can catch that at the Chicken Coop, of course, if you're looking for any kind of good food. You're looking to play some Keno, just a nice atmosphere. Chicken tender hoagie, that's one of the favorites here. They have lunch specials every day. Go and check them out. You can also call them in for the lunch specials, see what they got down there. You can check out Major League Baseball, too. They got the Royals games on down there. If they don't, tell them to put it on. They will. Great burgers as well. Daddy, you're a big fan of the wings.
Tomorrow's National Hamburger Day.
Hamburger Day tomorrow. So a big reason to go to the Koopa.
What's your favorite ballpark food?
I'm going to go to Kansas City, that Sheboygan Grill. Big old wiener. Big old bratwurst.
With
the kraut and the onions and peppers. They'll do that at the Chicken Coop, too.
Oh, absolutely. You're fine. You can have some of the best food, ballpark food, if you wish. A lot of good fried stuff there at the Chicken Coop. So head on down there, Chicken Coop, all your sporting events on the TV there.
Let's take a short break, Derek. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star Motorcycle, check out Carney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Carney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Carney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with the new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Carney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
Collegiate baseball sends its best to Omaha for the College World Series. This is Kevin Kugler inviting you to listen in for every inning of every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Wednesday afternoon. Anticipate mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower, especially early on. But it looks like most of that moisture will head off towards our east. We'll have north winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 47 degrees. Currently 55.
Hollerback Doug and Daddy Show just showing here on SportsCenter. Zach Greinke becomes first pitcher since 1966 with an ERA below 1 in his first 10 starts, although it did balloon last night from .82 to .84.
Know who the guy from 1966 who did it is?
No.
I don't see. This is going to show my baseball knowledge. Is it Marichal?
Juan Marichal.
Yeah, that him.
Okay.
Wow.
That's not a bad name to be tied with. Great win for Zach Greinke last night.
Yeah, big win.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Didn't walk anybody. No walks. 8 strikeouts. Complete game.
Peanut butter jelly. 116 pitches went the distance. I don't even think Juan Cruz or anybody got up in the Royals bullpen. It was like, let's finish this off. And
Royals baseball has been so sleep-inducing for so long. It's just nice to see anything. It's fun.
Yeah.
Isn't this what they do every year, though? I mean, they kind of, well, I guess they've started off a lot worse than this. But
23-23, you're 3 games behind the Tigers. Another game going on. Hey, our coverage starts about a half hour after we get off the radio today. 12:30 go time, I believe. 12:35 maybe, 1:10 start time. I think there's some legitimate excitement. And, heck, we got a lot of players hurt, too.
See, that's the thing, that if we can get some of those guys back. See, they're giving us something to chew on at least through however many games we're through now, 40-some. In the past, we've already given up hope, so it's like...
Well, last night they put in Tug Hillett. I'm like, the hell's Tug Hillett? And he scored a run and did what he was supposed to do. Now, maybe that's only in a pinch-running situation or what have you, but nonetheless, I think... You know, you didn't have Avilas playing. Pena Jr.'s on the disabled list. Now, offensively, he's not going to light it up or hasn't found it yet. Well, neither is Alex Gordon, let's be honest. Soria's been out.
That's who I'm anxious to get back out of all of them, obviously.
Yeah.
They at least give you hope. Every day when they go out and take the mound, there's hope. I mean, there's still going to be those 9-0 days or whatever. But there's at least hope when they go out there. You know, they're not going to get waxed.
Kansas City putting Davies on the mound today. He's 2-3, 4.78 ERA. And Detroit putting a rookie out there, Rick Porcello, having a pretty good year so far. He's 5-3, 3.55 ERA.
Yeah, Porcello's kind of interesting because if you look a little bit further, Derek, I think you'll see that he's going for his 5th victory in a row. And I think that's very, very rare amongst rookies coming up.
It says here he's won his last 4 starts while posting a 1.13 ERA, allowing 3 runs over 24 innings. And according to ESPN's AccuScore predictions here, a 58% chance that Detroit's going to win today, whatever that means. No, I don't know what to take away from that exactly. But
hey, climb back in it. They're half game ahead of the Twins in 3rd place. Two games ahead of Chicago. So 3 games behind the division leading Detroit Tigers. And I look to narrow that to 2 today. 1:10 go time. And you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. I think you were saying the mind numbing, the sleep, you know, oh, great, the Royals are on. You just expected a loss for some, you know, that's what you expected. You're not seeing that right now. And I think this is a great time. You know, you get a player like Greinke who energizes so many people, and so many people want to see this kid. I mean, I think that's the fun part. I mean, he's 8-1 now. Nobody else in the major leagues has more than 2 complete games. He's got 5 after last
that's
night.
Incredible.
5 complete games, and that to me is just wild. You know, you're just starting to see just excitement, and I think that for the first time in a long time.
He's got to be the early front runner for the Cy Young.
No question.
You would think, but I'm not sure how much that plays into your overall record, but if the Royals would somehow finish a couple of games under 500, would that hurt? If Greinke continued at this pace, would that hurt his chances of winning a Cy Young?
No, not if his ERA stays around one.
Well, not if, I mean, obviously, I think that's probably going to pan out. But if he does end the season at, say, he ends at 20-5 with a 2.9 ERA, but you know, Kansas City's 3, 4, 5 games under 500, missed the playoffs, obviously.
I'm still waiting for the Royals, though, to feed off one of these wins. They get the win against Kerry Woods. They score four. You know, they score four in the ninth to win 6-5, I believe it was 5-2 going in that game. Come in, get a back-to-back home runs. I'm waiting for that to
jump start
to for that excitement to spread over the next day and finish something and get on a little bit of a streak. We haven't saw that yet. I mean, I'm thinking last night is a perfect time. This afternoon, you come right back, get after it again. Davies has had some pretty good stuff. Nothing wrong with the way he's pitched this year. Picked him up a couple years ago from the Braves, and I think let's continue this momentum and get something going. And that's one thing that's probably disappointed me more than anything with this team is they haven't. You know, when they start losing, and it's like, oh, here we go again. And you got to learn how to win. That's the first thing I think. You know, even in the big leagues, when these teams have been down and out for so long, you got to find a way to win and learn to win. And I'm not sure they know how to win yet.
I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, we get another 20 games in the season, and if they're still winning, doing well, what kind of personnel changes they might see if they bring in, don't know the money situation, but if they'd be willing to bring in another big-name pitcher or whatever they need at that time.
That is an interesting situation. If they would be in contention and have a chance to possibly win the division or maybe sneak in the wild card. Yeah, you're right.
What are they willing to do?
Yeah, we haven't seen Kansas City make a big move in the last couple of years. We've seen all the defections, obviously, of all the good players, being Johnny Damon, Carlos Beltran, just to name a few. But
it's fun to see a big name or two come in last half of the season, last third of the season, as they're making a push for playoffs or...
That would be great. Maybe they'll get rid of Farnsworth.
He's pitched all right as of late. God, he was bad early
on. Yeah, he was. But he has. You're right. And if that pitching can get solid, Mesh, I think, is underperformed to this point, too. And obviously, he hasn't gotten the run support that he needs in some of those games. But I think if they can start putting it together, I think they can get on the right road there with the pitching they've got this year.
Fast Willie chimes in here on the Dump Hopper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com lets us know that the Mexicutioner is supposed to begin a rehab stint in Arizona today. So, sorry of getting up and getting it done maybe there. So hopefully on his way back. And I say what you want about that baseball classic, but there's people in the Royals front office that are absolutely PO'd about Soria throwing down there and them not being able to monitor his progress right now. And you get a third or not even a third of the way into the season.
That'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be all right eventually. Speaking of baseball, Misco Sports can get you outfitted this summer for all your baseball needs. They've got baseball and softball shoes. You can get 10% off ball gloves. They have bat bags, T-ball, Little League, Senior League gear, travel gear, everything you need there. Legion bats. They have, of course, all the baseballs and softballs you'd need. Batting helmets, everything you need to outfit your Legion team, your softball team, recreation, you're playing competitively, anything. You can go to Misco Sports downtown on the brick. Steve, and Steve will get you outfitted down there and hook you up. So head to Misco Sports for all of your baseball needs this summer.
Dave, we're going to take a short break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about Grand Island baseball and the lack of numbers they got out this year.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
You know, Golic, our partnership with Bass Pro Shops is a great one.
Well, you know, Greeny, I agree with that.
Even though some, like you, continue to exaggerate my daintiness while ruthlessly cutting down my masculinity.
There's little left to cut, my friend.
Regardless, Bass Pro Shops and ESPN just go together.
Especially if you're a guy like me.
And thank goodness I'm not.
Thank you, Greeny. Bass Pro Shops is a great partner to have. You know, if you actually dare to go outside.
Yeah, like Golic in a quadruple X shirt, it's a perfect fit.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in jeans that last. I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built comfortable. priced right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans today at a Kmart near you.
Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Wednesday afternoon. Anticipate mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower, especially early on. But it looks like most of that moisture will head off towards our east. We'll have north winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 47 degrees. Currently 55.
All right, back to Doug and Daddy Show, Center of Massachusetts. ESPN Radio Superstation. Is this Chili Peppers?
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Snow. Hey, we're educating you every day. I mean,
see, when I go fishing, with my buddy Lumpy, he's got Chili Peppers, some Modest Mouse. It depends on what the fish like that day. Sometimes we got to mix it up a little bit. Sometimes the fish like to rock out, so it's a little bit louder.
Sometimes they like some Lil Wayne. I mean, it's
fishing going on. We never.
It's, you know, too, the weather just goes peaks and valleys. You know, it's 80 degrees and it's 49 degrees. And yesterday was just weird.
Speaking of the weather.
Oh. Fishing's a sport.
NSAA Golf Championships going on today for the boys. And the weather doesn't look halfway decent for them. They started this morning at 9:30. Two class sites here in Kearney. Class C playing at Meadowlark Hills. Class D playing over at the Kearney Country Club. They teed off about 9:30 this morning. The last groups go off, I think, right around now, 11:30, 11:40-ish. And we'll have some updates on this afternoon's sportscast here on ESPN Radio when we get some of the finals there.
Todd, you follow this. The high school scene as close as anybody around. Would you be disappointed if you're a Class A golfer and the pinnacle of your senior year, the championships at Mahoney or Holmes Park or the Kearney Country Club or even Meadowlark, for the wonder, and I'm not bashing those courses. Hey, they were, and I'm glad to have the people in Kearney that are spending their money today. I'm not, you know, I have not one bad thing to say about it.
Let's start by saying I think Kearney is a perfect, well, the Kearney Grand Island, there's lots of locations, perfect for Class C and D tournament. I maybe think a little bit different. I might not give you the answer you want here. I think a little bit differently. I think if you put on too difficult of a course, which let's, if we associate difficulty, of course, with prestige, and everybody's opinion differs. Some people want to play it at Gothenburg on a link-style course, or you want to play it at, if you play it at Champions in Omaha, great. You know what? You put that on Champions in Omaha, or even Gothenburg or Bayside in Ogallala, put the Class A on a tough course, or Sandhills. Say you get Sandhills. Wouldn't it be great, people, so if you could get Sandhills, the number 5 rated course in the world, play your state tournament there. It would kill those kids. The scores, it would be 8-hour rounds.
Now, this is the best in, I'm saying Class A,
even
this is the best.
The best golfers in the state. I can pick the best golfers in the state, not high school, get torn up at the Dismal River Club and at Champions. And when they set them up for tournament play, you have to be careful in picking a course. And not that there's not prestigious courses out there or, you know, nice courses they can play and handle fine. But after your top 10, 12, 15, maybe 20 golfers, whatever magic number you want to pick, but even those golfers are going to struggle on a really tough, nice course. If we're associating nice with difficulty, and that maybe not be the case, there's really nice courses that aren't as difficult. But some of the courses I've heard people throw out there, like, why don't you play it here, Champions? If they play the state tournament at Champions, even Class A, there's a very few golfers, even Class A elite, state the best in the state, it would tear the majority of those kids up. You'd see 7-8 hour rounds. I think it would be a disaster to do something like that. Now, for your top 5 or 6 or 10 kids or your medalist type kids, might be great. That's just one side of it. I don't. When you get into golf courses, there's so many nice courses.
Well, they played it at Lachlan, which I think is a very fair golf course. Great choice. Now, I don't know. And Lachlan's got to put in to get the bid. I mean, maybe some of these private places, maybe the members say, I don't want those little rats running around out here. Beat it, nerds. We want our golf course for us. Which, that's their private. Right. They pay the rights to do that. But I just think there's public courses in Lane. I mean,
I played Pioneer. I mean, there's all the city court at Lincoln.
Well, they played all over the public courses in Lincoln. But I'm thinking,
like, another one. Okay, let's go back to Southeast Eastern Nebraska, the Class A tournament. I'd love to see it played at an Arbor Links.
There you go. I was just going to say Arbor Links,
which is maybe a little bit hypocritical what I just said, because I think Arbor Links is really
Iron
course,
Eagle
and you would
or Woodland or Woodland Hills.
Would love to see Quarry Oaks and Ashland. But those again go back to a little bit some of the tougher courses. I think you maybe
Wilderness Ridge.
I think what they try to do with the NSAA guys, especially with a sport like golf, is set the kids up for success, not so much set them up for failure on a more difficult course, because we are talking about high school kids when it boils down to it. And golf, I mean, golf is a tough enough game as it is, and you have to stay mentally focused and things like that. And I think Todd's right. Playing it on a tough course, even for the Class A boys, would be, I mean, you're almost setting them up for failure rather than setting them up. But once you get to the collegiate level, then I think you need to start playing on the Arbor Links and on the Quarry Oaks of Nebraska.
And I don't think necessarily, I mentioned some links style courses, I guess, or you know, what we call links around here, golf, the Gothenburgs and those. I don't think you want kids that are used to playing in your home, your normal courses with lots of big lined oak and elm trees, and all of a sudden put them on a links style course. I don't think that's fair to the kids either. They might enjoy it, but I don't think you play a certain type of course all year, and then the state tournament put on a completely different type of course that most kids don't have a chance to play. I go back to here the last couple years at Kearney Country Club. I thought it was fun sitting on number one, the Island Green, and watching kid after kid after kid, it was funny for us, drop in the water. And, I mean, every other hole is played in 15 minutes.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
That was a tough hole in Island Green, a little bit different. And there was a kid on the course that could handle it. Those Class D kids, they were all pounding it in the water, shot after shot after shot. It took double the time to play that hole than every other hole. Imagine 18 holes like that.
Okay, but I'm saying,
but I get your point.
You don't have to. I don't think you got to go to Wilderness Ridge, where they just, I believe, held the U.S. Open pre-qualifier or whatever. It maybe wasn't Wilderness Ridge. Of course, you don't need to play Beatrice Country Club where it's 7,592 yards long. Mm-hmm. There's other tee boxes out there. I don't go have
that's
it.
A good point. You can
go have it at 6,800 yards. I don't think you have to tear the course apart. I mean, I don't think you have to narrow the fairways, grow the rough up to 6 inches like they do in the U.S. Open everywhere. I mean, I don't think you need 12-yard landing areas, for God's sake. I mean, open the thing up. I'm all for being very fair and lenient, but I'm thinking a reward. I mean, this is a state tournament. I qualify for the state tournament Class A, and, hey, congratulations, you got to go play on a public golf course in Lincoln. I'm thinking reward the kids. Reward. There should be a reward to go play one of the 5-star courses, and Lord knows there's plenty of them out there. I mean, undoubtedly in the four, well, I don't know, undoubtedly, but I would have to say Metal Arc Hills. If you would rather play Metal Arc Hills than you would the Lincoln courses that are offered in the state tournament. I mean, Metal Arc Hills is the best course, I think, out of the ones offered in this year's state tournament. And I know you've got a bid on that. And maybe these courses don't want kids, or the whole state tournament and the following that it brings, maybe they don't want them on their course. And that's just my personal opinion. I think it's a reward system. And I think if you play your butt off and you worked so hard all year long.
I'd like to see the coaches, on behalf of the kids, if they feel that way, make a push, band together, write letters, do whatever, make the phone calls, do whatever it takes. To get the NSAA to consider, you know, we don't want to move it around. We want it here in Kearney forever. That's probably not going to happen.
Right.
But to move around the A and B tournament or whatever, the ones that are, I guess, in Lincoln, Omaha, there's enough courses. If that's the area they choose to have those, at least, I think if the coaches made a push, it would probably happen.
If you had the Class A tournament out in a place like, if you had it even out to North Platte and farther, even out to Ogallala, wow. That'd be, don't you think the metros would just go ballistic?
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean,
like
I think
you said, there are enough courses in Omaha-Lincoln area.
But I'm thinking, when you say Nebraska golf courses, Firethorn and Lachlan, boom, boom. I mean, those are two. That's where they play. And Firethorn's not a tight, narrow course. I think people can knife it around there.
They play a super regional there.
I think they played a Big 12 maybe Big there or something like that at Firethorn. But I just think it's a reward system. It's a state tournament. I mean, football, you get to go to Memorial Stadium. Basketball, you get to go to the Sports Center. All right, congratulations, golf, you're going to Mahoney. What? I mean.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. Mahoney, it's a fine course. I'm not, but comparatively to other courses, I think it's a step down from where it should be for the golfers that are playing on it and the work they put in to get there. That's just my, if you got a different thought, 1-888-455-3776, blow me up. I don't have a problem on that. Derek, we're going to take a short break. We promise we're going to talk Grand Island baseball when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Hi, welcome to Progressive.com. Captain?
Ahoy. Would this be the boat insurance utopia?
Aye, aye. It's where you can insure your boat for as low as $100 a year and also get things like disappearing deductibles and total loss replacement coverage.
Gar, it's better to have me deductible disappear than me boat.
Nicely put, Captain. Mind if I use that? Protect your boat. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Coverage and deductible features not available for all boats and covered selections.
This summer, when you're getting ready to take the family on the road, Sears will make sure your car is just as prepared. Hurry into the Sears Automotive Center, where you'll find one of the largest selections of brand-name tires all on sale. That's a lot of tires. Plus, when you buy three of our best-selling Bridgestone tires, you'll get the fourth free. Walk-ins and appointments are welcome. So hurry into Sears, because this offer ends May 31st. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
They say that in a dog-eat-dog economy, the Doberman is boss. Well then, be that Doberman instead of a whimpering toy poodle. Take a big bite out of life and get out and have some fun this summer with a new motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Check out the entire stock of Yamaha Star Motorcycles. If you're not sure about a new Star motorcycle, check out Carney Yamaha's huge selection of pre-owned bikes. With a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha, you can be the big dog on the road.
This is Dave Saylor, and I bought my first bike from Carney Yamaha 11 months ago. I have already put 12,000 miles on my bike. Owning a bike has added an entirely new dimension to my life.
Stop by Carney Yamaha today and see exactly how owning a motorcycle can enhance your life. So what are you waiting for? Don't be a wimp. Be the big dog and leave your worries out on the road with a new Yamaha Star motorcycle, or choose from over 30 pre-owned bikes in stock. Get out and live life to the fullest with a motorcycle from Carney Yamaha. Open till 6 weeknights, noon to 5 on Sundays. Carney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast. Overall, for much of our Wednesday afternoon, anticipate mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance for an isolated rain shower, especially early on. But it looks like most of that moisture will head off towards our east. We'll have north winds 5 to 15 miles an hour and a high temperature in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 47 degrees. Currently 55.
Oh, we're back, Doug and Daddy's show. This is B.B. King or somebody.
It's B.B. King.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Very nicely done. He was just in Kearney a couple of weeks ago. So.
I know B.B. Good guy.
I didn't get to hear you sing Kentucky Home.
Oh, Back Home Again in Indiana.
Back Home Again in Indiana.
Yeah, Jim Nabors did sing it.
You don't want to.
He taped it at one year and played it for Duda while he was in the Yord Open or whatever.
It was so wonderful. Kind of like Dinah Grows Seed, who quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. Hey. They've been accomplishing this by working with the best agricultural experts in the world. That's right. That's you out there, the American farmer. They achieved this the same way that their customers built successful farming operations with a work ethic that's unprecedented. The success has been built one farmer at a time through a relationship of trust by offering industry-leading products and service like the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, Roundup Ready Soybeans. We can go on and on and on. But optimize profit potential and peace of mind with Dyna-Grow. 1-800-652-9298. Hey, some of these rains, 4 or 5 inches in an area, I'm certain there's going to have to be some replants out there. If you're searching for seed, you need to search out Dyna-Grow and find out what they have left to offer you. 1-800-652-9298. Todd, you brought up something interesting today, and I did not see this, but it was back, and I think when you say sports in Grand Island, I think baseball is a front runner for what comes to mind, especially the success kids from Grand Island have had with the Nebraska baseball program going on, whether it be RD, whether it be G.I. Johnny. Yeah, they've done things in other sports. I'm not knocking that, but I think one of the first things, especially this time of year, is a success in Grand Island baseball. And they've got, they're the only one out of state that has high school baseball. That gets a little bit of attention put on it. But the Legion teams also.
Strong programs.
Strong programs. Undoubtedly strong programs year in, year out. And that's a great rivalry, Kearney, Grand Island. But you found an article, only 17 kids.
Yeah, that might have been, the line that caught my eye was, and this is in today's Grand Island Independent, or on their website today. I don't know if it's in today's print edition or yesterday's, so give credit where credit's due. But the line that caught my eye when I first read it was, a city of almost 45,000 residents can't find 24 boys aged 17 or 18 to play American Legion baseball. And we've been hearing this story and seeing this across the country in other markets, not necessarily Nebraska, but it's interesting to read that in Grand Island this summer, where they've had two senior teams for years, Chief Industries and Home Federal, two sponsors of those teams. One plays a little bit heavier schedule, a little more, not more competitive, but just
65 games.
A lot of games. The others, for a lot of kids, maybe don't want to play that schedule, whatever reason. They don't play quite as many games. Anyway, two different options for kids to play summer ball. They always field strong teams in both. And this year, they didn't have enough kids
to field that second team.
So there's only one senior team this year in Grand Island. And that was a real eye-opener. A city that size, a program that strong with that much tradition, to only be able to come up with enough kids to field one senior team. They've got the two junior teams, so they still have three teams. But
just, the one team has been, it's just a foregone conclusion, and I'm sure they've got a full schedule made out because they've always had one in the past. The schedule's made far in advance. Sorry, guys, we're not going to be able to come on these two dates. And it's Hastings has always had the two teams. Kearney's always had the two teams. And Grand Island's always had the two teams.
I don't know if it just happens to be the year that just the numbers happen to fall a certain way with kids coming up and this and that, or if that's the start of maybe the trend that we've seen in other markets, like we mentioned, just is there a decline of baseball interest in it at the youth level, the high school level and youth level. I know numbers have been down in different markets in the area. I don't know specifically Kearney, you know, what the numbers are. I don't want to say they're down if they're not down, but there haven't been as many kids that typically have tried out over the years. Still enough for two teams here in a lot of markets, but just interesting to see that, you know, maybe the interest isn't there.
Do you think that, and I don't know this, you think with so many travel teams and so many different leagues going on at a younger age that kids are just getting burnt out and just they get older and they say, you know what, this Saturday I'd rather go to the lake and get on a tube and fly behind my friend's boat, my friend's dad's boat, and have a good time, have a barbecue, and relax. Then they would load up and go to Scott's Bluff to play a doubleheader on Saturday and Sunday.
I think that's definitely part of it. The baseball people probably don't want to hear that, but I think that's the reality is they play a lot of games in the summer. And if that's your thing, that's great. If you're a baseball player, there's nothing better than getting 65 games in or 60 games in. But if you're not ready to make that commitment, I mean, that's every day. That's practice. I mean, that's baseball. Every day, there's nothing left in your
Very
summer.
Few have jobs because there's
you
nobody
do anything but play baseball.
Nobody can accommodate
that's
your.
That's fine if that's your love, but if you're just a kid who wants to play recreationally, I mean, take it serious and be a good baseball player, but yet have a little bit of a life outside of that, it's impossible. So I think more kids are giving it up or looking to play on that other team that maybe only plays half the games.
I'm always interested with the camps, and you and I'm sure you go to Minden, Pete Trausch, going to be a sought after prospect, is going to football camp after football camp. I mean, if he would play baseball, which I don't know, I mean, I'm just throwing him out. The kid that's committed from Aurora, I'm just throwing him out. Those kids are so involved, it's football. I would think, you know, that's just the way it's gotten to be. There's basketball, it's basketball. I mean, it's basketball all summer long. I mean, we're going to tournaments.
I wonder if in Grand Island's situation, and this is maybe just my take on it, now that they offer high school baseball, before the only option for baseball players in Grand Island was to play summer baseball, whether you wanted to concentrate on football or basketball or another sport or just take the summer off and chill, you played baseball because that was the only time you could play. Now if you're a baseball player in Grand Island, you can play your high school season and still get your baseball in and not have to play it in the summer. Most hardcore baseball players probably don't do that. But if there's a kid that wants to play, but maybe it's the hardcore kid that was still going out in the summer because that was his only time to get baseball, maybe they're losing some kids because they're getting their fix for the high school season and they don't have to play in the summer. They have a choice now. They're choosing the high school season over the summer season. Might only be a few kids, but that few kids might be enough to get the numbers to where they didn't have enough for that second team.
You know, Damon Day is going to join us tomorrow in studio here to co-host. It'd be interesting to get his take if he's seeing numbers all over in the recruiting process, just dropping the number of teams going down, or what his thoughts are, or why. Maybe he's got a better answer than we do. I got to think, if you're one of those kids playing on that high school team, you don't have much of a choice whether you're going to chill in the summer.
Sure.
You know, you're going to play baseball, and you're going to enjoy playing baseball because that's what you do. And you want to help.
But I guess I'm looking at the kid. Maybe you're a heck of a baseball player, but football's going to be your thing in college, or basketball. You join the baseball team, you contribute, you can be a star in the high school season, and you go to your coach, your summer coach, and say, you know, coach, I'd love to play baseball. The reality is I'm going to play basketball or football in college, even though I'm a good enough baseball player to contribute to the high school team. I hope you understand that I'm going to focus on football or basketball this summer or whatever your thing is. And maybe the coach is like, nah, you did your thing in the high school season. We'd love to have you. But, hey, we understand at least. It gives a kid an out if he wants to focus on something else, I guess. Not that it's always accepted or appreciated by, you know, the baseball people. But at least, you know, if the kid contributed to high school season, it gives him an out. Just a scenario.
I think that's a fine scenario. I don't think there's many coaches out there that would be that forgiving when they're so involved in that and their focus is myopic. There's a good word for you today, Derek, myopic.
Myopic. I'll write that down. Hey, Daddy, who you got? UEFA Champions League final this afternoon. Barcelona versus Manchester United.
Oh, that's easy, Manchester United.
Yeah, I got Barcelona. We'll see tomorrow. I'll rub it in your face.
Oh, UEFA, that's like the best teams in Europe.
Hey, listen, that's awesome.
Derek's teaching me things about Deutsche Bank something in Germany or something. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know if you can say that, can you?
I want to thank Todd Gatula for joining me from the Kearney Hub today. Great to have you with us, Todd. I appreciate you giving your thoughts all hour long. On tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, mentioned Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, set as Joe DeMeo, set to join us. FantasyPlayersEdge.com is always on Thursdays. And we'll look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon. Here's a look at your market update. Looks like the grains have turned a little bit today. Corn is down 1 at 426.5 for July. Soybeans are down 2 down, 1183.5 for July. Soybean meal's down 5 at 384 for July. And soybean oil's down 4 cents at 37.71 for July. Market had been supported by some planting delays and spillover support from soybeans. As far as corn is concerned, the planting progress at 82%, that's down about 11% for normal. Take a look at soybeans. soybeans planting progress, they're only 48% complete. That's down from the five-year average of 65%. So that's a bullish sign there. That's some bullish fundamental news that's been helped out by some fund buying as well. But maybe some profit taking today as well, because it did hit the $12 mark earlier this morning. But nonetheless, they do still have some strong export demand and tight stocks. Are bullish factors for old crop contracts as well. Take a look at Kansas City wheat. It has been in the positive today, and it's stayed up. It's up 8 3/4 at 671 for July. For September, it's up 9 1/4 at 682 1/4. The wheat prices have been helped out by spring wheat planting delays, and the decline in the winter wheat condition ratings have both been supportive factors for the wheat market overall. USDA has said that spring wheat planting is at 79%, which was above the trade expectations, but still well below that five-year average at 95% by now. Winter wheat conditions have slipped to 45% good to excellent last week, down 3% from the previous week. So that has actually helped support the wheat pricing. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle's down 12 cents at 82.70 for June. Feeder cattle up 27 cents at 102.85 for August. And lean hogs are down 55 cents at 65 for June. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.